Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy. So this morning, you know what? I forgot my glasses. Okay. Do you need, which one of them needs them the worst? You got an extra pair?
I got an extra.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Teacher needs your glasses.
Let's see if they'll work.
And they won't match your outfit. But
uh-oh. It's okay.
And they might need cleaned off.
Okay. What strength are they? What strength are they?
I don't
know. Okay.
400. No.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. Yay. The Lord knows what to do. The Lord knows what to do. Yes, he does. He provides. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this new day full of your grace and mercy, Lord. And we're in expectation of you this morning, Lord. We want to hear what you want to say to us this morning. Open our ears and our hearts to you, Lord. And let us receive what you have. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Yeah, these are perfect. Wonderful. So this morning, this month we're going to be talking about speaking God's word. And we're not talking about just a regular word or hearsay or gossip or wives' tales and all that, but speaking God's word from our Creator. That's what we're made to do, is to repeat Him, say what He says, receive His thoughts and His intentions for us. And as we're filled, then we will begin to speak what He says. We'll know what He says and we'll speak what He says. And His word comes with intention. It comes with power. And it goes and does exactly what He sends it to do. What an honor to be that intuit that God uses to send His word through. Praise the Lord. So for this month, today's lesson is going to be defining the word and communication. And then the second one will be His plan and God's word. The word comes from God's Father. And the third lesson is receive His word and stay connected to the Father. And the last one is speaking His purpose. And now that you know and speak His word, His power brings it to pass. Did I say all that too fast? Okay. All right. So today we're going to define what word means. And we're not going to get real far into things today because I feel like we need to get down to basics on what word means and what word is. So normally when we would say word or define word, it means it's a form of speech where we put together several words to form sentences and or paragraphs to communicate with each other or relay a message to someone. It's a way or means or form of communicating with each other. So let's define communication. A word is speaking, and there's five types of communication. There's verbal, nonverbal, written, visual, and listening. And as I'm defining word, you know, we're thinking about the spiritual word. So it can bring up a lot of things. Your mind will, the Lord will continue to reveal to you us as we define what word is. So I feel like the other lessons are going to really be really powerful. And not that this one is not, but because we're gearing up. Amen. I believe it is. To me, it is. Yes. So there's verbally. So think about this as God speaking to us. Verbally, nonverbally, written, visual, and listening. Now we're going to go back a little bit again. So communication, this is a way we communicate with each other. So we're thinking about not as the world communicates with us, but we're thinking about as God communicates with us. And as God communicates with us, then we relay this out. Because remember, God writes his word on the table of our hearts. And I know y'all are probably thinking of some other scriptures, because I'm thinking of some other scriptures too. But as we get that word written on the table of our heart, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So God gets to our heart and our spirit. He reveals to us. So let's go back to let's define communication. Communication means an exchanging of information or news. And remember, I see some smiles. I feel like it's the Lord just telling you when he's communicating, when you're reminded of the way God communicates with you and the things God tells you. So communication is an exchanging of information or news. It has a root in Latin meaning to share or make common. So God wants to share his word and his intentions and his revelation to us. And he wants to make it common for us. He wants it to be a way of life, a way of thinking, a way of moving, a way of actions, a way of walking and talking and it being the core of our being, whatever he says, as the core of our being, the core of our knowing, instead of listening to what the world says and looking at what the world does. So he wants to share and make himself and his will common. Common is something that's natural. It's a connecting between one another. It's something that's not unusual to you. Praise the Lord. Common is something that we ought to be doing with God. Hearing his revelations, that being common to us, and his way of life, and his way and his plan being common to us. Last month, I lost my sister-in-law. She went home to be with the Lord. So it was not a loss. Praise the Lord. It was a gain. It was something that should be normal to us. It should be something that's common to us. It's like she beat us there.
We're jealous.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Even though we grieve because the person is not here with us any longer, but we have that commonness of knowing we're going to get together again. We'll be together again. And I look forward to doing things with her. I kind of thought, you know, well, when, you know, we've raised our children and, you know, you get busy doing life and doing things for your children and getting them grown and everything. And because at first you start out, you're kind of doing things together. And sometimes you don't get to do as much together because you're raising your family and, you know, you know, it should start at home learning about God. So you've got things you got to do. And so I look forward to going to the beach with her again, going to Carowinds and different things like that. But it should be common that we are going home to be with the Lord. knowing God's ways, having confidence in Him. So communication means that we want someone to know something and we want to communicate it to them. We want to communicate to others. So some of the things that we can do to communicate with each other is, or communication means sending or receiving information. Today, we may use a telephone to tell somebody something through calling and talking to them or texting. We may use the send a video. But we used to send handwritten letters. And that was kind of more personable because you look forward to it. I had some cousins and that moved away and that were like family, because we had a big family, and my mom sister passed away when her baby was 18 months old. And so mom and dad kind of helped raise them. It was seven of us, it was seven of them. So that was a lot. So, you know, so they were like sisters and brothers to us, and so a lot of them moved away, and so we would write letters, and that was so personable. And when my brother went to the guard, he would write us letters, and that was so personable. I was holding a paper that he had touched. I was looking at words that he had written. I knew his handwriting. And so that was so personable. And thinking about what God did for us through his inspired revelation, he inspired and gave his word to people. And they wrote it down. Just think about that. He does that for us today. He tells us something, you be jotting it down on the paper. And, you know, it's just like a download from God. It's like he's telling you something and you got to write it down. It's so personable. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. He's communicating with us. He's giving us his word. Praise his holy name.
Yes, yes.
And as he's given us his word, it's so much wrapped into that. It's so intentional. And he wants us to know something. He inspires our heart. Pastor Terry preached not too long ago about he knows that God loves him. And we know God loves us. And there's such an overwhelming feeling whenever he reveals something to us. It's just out of the blue. Just the last few days, you know, it's almost on a daily thing. He reveals something to you that you didn't know. Or it could be through you listening to a message. It could be he just dawned something on you. It could be... you outside. I know I love the outdoors. I just love it. And sometimes when I go out, I'm like, sometimes I'm getting ready to go to work and I'm like, I do not want to leave because I want to stay outside. I want to, you know, I want to see some of the things that God's done and look forward to seeing the deer in the yard or the turkeys coming through, or maybe you might see a fox or something, you know, or a possum or raccoon or something, and just it's just wonderful recognizing God's communication with you. I don't take those things lightly. I might kind of take it a little bit overboard, you know, might be a little too country, but so many things, so many ways that God communicates with us. So communications happen between, it's so much into this. Communications happen between a sender and a receiver. So we've got to be receivers from God. And when we are out in the midst of whatever's going on in the world, we kind of got to juggle some things. We've got to receive what God is showing us and receive what he is telling us. But we have to be a sender of what he's telling us and what he's showing us. We got to do two different things. So as we receive, we send. We communicate what he has given and what he is showing. And as we receive, sometimes, do you ever get the feeling an overwhelming time whenever sometimes things is just so good, it's like my head's about to blow up, you know. It's like he's just showing you so much and telling you so much. It's just overwhelming, and your cup is running over. That kind of puts me back into perspective of knowing I can't do everything at one time. It puts me back into the respect, into the perspective of, he's continuing to teach me, and I can't learn it all at one time. I can't be too hard on myself, because he is going to show me, even though sometimes it's overwhelming, it's overflowing, and I can't receive it all, but I can praise him and worship him and accept and receive all that he is given. Praise the Lord. So I do want to touch just a little bit before we get into biblically the word, defining that really well. So I do just want to touch a little bit on we kind of verbal, you know, it's being spoken, and all these things, all these types kind of intertwined, because he speaks to us, it's a form of communication, but verbal, it can be the speech, and it is turned into the nonverbal, but these are the types. There's the verbal, which is hearing him, you got to hear that. And then nonverbally, there's the time whenever maybe you cutting up and you look over and your mom and dad is giving you that face, and you know what to do, you know what's being communicated. Sometimes God has to do me like that too. You know, sometimes he lets me know in a way that that's not what I want you to do. That's not what I want you to say. And it's wonderful to be guided by God whenever you know, okay, that's not it. God reveals to you what his way is and how to handle a certain situation. It's so wonderful to be in his will. And speaking his word is his will. So then there's the written. Can you think about all this revelation coming? God's telling you all of this stuff, and you're hearing it. But you are being that conduit where you actually take that pen and paper, and you let it flow. You're listening to the pastor preach, and then he's telling you these things. He's revealing to you, he's revealing something to you, and then he's revealing another thing to you, and then he's revealing another thing to you, and it's all out of that, maybe that's one sentence, But it's so full of all of those nuggets that it blesses us all. My goodness. I'm going to say something out of the biblical part in just a second now. His word is divine and holy. Hallelujah. And so that's why it can do all those things. It comes to do what he sent it to do, and it does it. Then there's the visual. You know, we see so many blessings that God does. We see his healings. We experience those healings. We see people saved. We see so many different things. One time I was in reading in his word, and I was getting so sleepy, but I really, really needed to get in that word at that time. I was just like, I've got to spend that time with God. And I tell you what, it was getting dark, and all of a sudden the page lit up. It was a certain area on the page. It just lit up. It was like a light shined on that page. And that was so amazing to me. But just so many different things he does for us. And I know you're thinking about some things, Ed. Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of great work with young people and just kind of living together with them and answering their questions and kind of philosophical thing. But he wrote a book about God called He Is There and He Is Not Silent. And just the other religions are all out there trying so hard, you know, trying to get to God and trying to discover, you know, their idea of God and everything. And isn't it wonderful that our God is not hiding off someplace or inaccessible. He's there, and he's not silent. He's the one that's, you know, wanting to communicate with us. He's the one that created everything with his word. He's the one that sent his son as the word to communicate who he is and what he hopes for in a relationship with us. So what a wonderful difference we have as Christians that the God that we know and serve is there. And he is not silent. And he's reaching out. He wants to communicate with
us. Yes, yes. And he is the only one and true living God. And his word is alive and well. Hallelujah. It's the one that does the healing. It's the one that does the miracles. Hallelujah. It's the one that does the revealing and the saving. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ed. And I want to hear from you. And then there's the listening. Just think. You know, we listen to get his word, but he also listens to us. So many times he says, I heard your cry. He hears all those things. He wants us to even speak back to him. He wants us to tell us what his word says so he can make it do what it's supposed to do. Praise the Lord. So, but now, we have talked a little bit biblically already, but we're going to go in deeper into biblically now. So, but biblically, when we hear, or when we say word, we're speaking of God's word. We're not speaking of, again, old wives' tales and what the world says and all of this slang stuff. That's not what we're talking about. When we get into who we really are, the children of God, then we're talking about God's word. And God's word is intentional. It's the thought, it's his thoughts and his intentions. It comes with holiness and power. It is holiness and power. And it comes with a work to be done. This is not something to be played with. Now it is to be enjoyed because he wants to enjoy us to enjoy his abundant life. And that's how one way we get his abundant life is through speaking his word and seeing his word become fruition, come to pass. The Greek word logos translated carries the meaning divine created power through God, which brought all things into existence. So that's what we're doing. We're going to be that conduit where God brings those things into existence because we speak his word. It's not us, but God. So John says, 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I just want to stop right here. The Word was with God. He sends himself into us. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made through him. It was made through his word. And without him was not anything made that was made. So if it wasn't his word, it wasn't made. And in him was life. So his word has life. It's alive and well, and it has power, and it does those things that it was sent to do. It's not our timing, because whenever God starts doing those things, it's happening in the spiritual realm first. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. His word is life, is light. It's true, and it's well. And that light shines in the darkness. We can walk in some darkness or go through a dark time, but his word in us shines in that darkness. We don't stay in the darkness. We don't comprehend the darkness. I mean, we don't get into the darkness and stay in the darkness. We are, because of his word, we say his truth and know his truth because he has told us what his truth is. The darkness, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it or comprehends it not. But we walk in the darkness as light. So the darkness shouldn't bother us. Praise God. Because his word is holy and divine and does what he sends it to do, even in the darkness. Hallelujah. So God's word is a spoken word. It's a written revelation, which is his written revelation is his scripture. We could look at it as his scripture. And his word is Jesus Christ himself. And this is what Ed was talking about a while ago. The Bible says that Jesus was the Word made flesh. And it is the ultimate, Jesus himself is the ultimate divine message. Woo! And he lives in my heart, and he lives in your heart. Hallelujah. The word lives in your heart, and we can count on him. Sometimes we don't know what to do about things. We don't know what to think about things, but God tells us how to think. He tells us his thoughts. So that's what we're supposed to replace with our thoughts. Replace his thoughts with our thoughts. And then we're full of the truth. And then, hallelujah, God can use us. God wants us to know his thoughts. He wants us to know his intentions and his plan for us and for the world. He wants to commune with us. He don't want us to go days, or he don't want us to go hours without acknowledging him and living with him and letting him show us and reveal to us everything that he wants us to know. God's word is alive. God has a plan and he is working it. He's working it through his word. His word accomplishes all that he says, all that it says. All that God's word says is happening. Can y'all see it? It's happening. It's not like us sometimes. We mean well, and we try to do what we say we want to do, but sometimes we fall short. But God's word does not fall short. Can't we see, because God's word doesn't fall short, can we see how important it is to get to know him and get to know him more and more and build that relationship with him more and more? Because his word is divine and holy, does what it said it's going to do. It does not change. It will always be the same. What about us speaking that word all the time? What about us calling those things that be not as though they were? But we got to get to know him and know what his will is, so we'll know what is supposed to be going on, what's supposed to be happening. His word does not come with our specific timing. It's working in the spiritual realm and accomplishing and making things come into existence. Speaking God's word, it's his spoken revelation that has been revealed unto us. It's so important to take time to really, really think about what God's will is and what he says, what God's word is, and what he means with his word.
You know, God's not the only one that's trying to talk to us.
Uh-huh.
But there's an enemy who's constantly whispering into our ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so just think about God's word in the categories of truth versus lies.
Mm-hmm.
And how just hanging on to knowing what the truth is, hanging on to the truth, using the truth to fight against the lies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so, so very important. Because,
It's like Ed said, there's many voices out there.
Uh-huh.
Many voices even speaking in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need the discernment. And
yes.
And why we also need to know who he is.
Uh-huh.
And when we know who he is, we will follow him and we know his voice, because the sheep knows his voice.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There's many voices speaking in this time.
It really is.
You know, it's amazing whenever you're getting into the word and it becomes alive to you. It starts growing and it gets so big you can't be quiet. You go
Yes.
To the living room.
Uh-huh.
And it gets so big. And when you know that God's word is true to his word, you don't ever have to doubt it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Just thinking about this, if you study the mind of who you speak, what you speak actually takes effect on your mind.
Uh-huh.
So if you can speak
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're alone, because you're absorbing that.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest preacher in your life is yourself.
Yes. Amen.
Preach to yourself.
Yes. We have to do that. We have to preach to ourselves. Because, you know, we got to preach to ourselves first before we say anything to anybody else. Because we've got to know it. And if we stay with the Lord, we learn to know that his word as the truth, and we get to expect, the more our relationship builds with the Lord, the more we are able to expect it to come true. Because if we don't, we'll give up before we see something. We can give up before we see it actually happen. Because we think we're waiting too long. But we're not waiting too long. God knows what he's doing.
Yes,
we can trust him.
Yes,
we can take full confidence in him. Sometimes it takes, and you know when we were talking earlier about how sometimes it's so overwhelming. It's like our cup is running over, just like what she was saying, Jennifer. Our cup is overflowing. And so we can't tell it all at one time, or well, I mean, we receive it, but then we've got to digest it. And we digest it one at a time, a little bit at a time. And so it just makes me think about how I have held on to some of God's promises, but I had to get through some of the other ones first. And now I see so much of God's promises that he's promised. I see so much of his word that has come to pass and that is coming true. And it helps me to even take even more full confidence in what he says. Because some things I could not have when I wasn't ready for it.
You know, I go back to what you said about a conduit.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because that conduit, we flow through,
yes,
from the Holy Spirit to one another. And I'm always reminded of Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding don't really count. It's what God says. It's what he's doing in my life. Mm-hmm. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path.
Uh-huh.
So it's important that we acknowledge who he is and trust him with our whole heart.
Yes. And I take delight in that.
Yes.
I used to didn't take delight in that because I want it right now. But now I take so much delight in it because it's like, God, I know you got it under control. I don't have to worry about that. Because I know what you said is going to happen. I know what your promises are, and I hold on to those promises. And another thing that we have to know is desiring God's will. Let go of the worldly stuff. Sometimes we try to get stuff in the wrong way, but we need to get it in the right way, because if we don't, we will abuse it, and that's not what God's looking for. He wants us to delight.
Mm-hmm. We have to be so careful that we don't fight a battle he's already won.
Yes. Don't fight a battle he's already won. Go with the flow. Go with the revelation. We need to change that slogan. Don't not go with the flow, but go with the revelation. Mm-hmm.
I think it makes it a lot easier for a lot of people if, like in John 1 where you read, the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think of the Word, God's Word, as being Jesus,
mm-hmm.
because that's what Scripture says.
Yes. 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 We're going to have to close. Linda, did you have something? Okay. Yes, thank y'all so much today. And
I just want to say I appreciate the slower version of teaching because we got all that bum 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 bum. Well said. I think that's his way. And I get from that. But just like it's calm, you're so calm. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you know, I'm sorry it might not be like that the next time, but we'll see. But it was today. Yes. Uh-huh. So praise God, and let's just enjoy God. Let's enjoy our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us this morning, and we look forward to your next message coming up, Lord, and we just praise you. Lord, use us for your glory. Reveal to us. Thank you for wanting to have a relationship with us. In Jesus' name, amen.